Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you that you've called us out of the world into your kingdom to know you by your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for giving us your Spirit, Lord, and so giving us a clear conscience, Lord, to be sensitive to you at all times and also to walk sensitive to our neighbors, mankind, our brothers and sisters out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 25 to 30. Eat anything that is sold in the market without letting your conscience trouble you. Certainly, the earth is the Lord's and everything it contains is His. If an unbeliever invites you to his house for dinner, and you wish to go eat anything he serves you without letting your conscience trouble you. However, if someone says to you, "This was sacrificed to a god," don't eat it because of the one who informed you and because of conscience. I'm not talking about your conscience, but the other person's conscience. Why should my freedom be judged by someone else's conscience? If I give thanks to God for the food I eat, why am I condemned for that?
Hallelujah. So yeah, it's just encouraging us here again. You know, when we come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, Jesus, our conscience is weak, and that's the voice of our spirit. And so God just takes us further, and we get stronger. And so we need to stay in tune with our conscience, because that's the leading of the Spirit. And so what you're getting here in the instructions is you don't have to be spooky. Everything belongs to God, and God's got purpose with everything out there. And you can go and you can eat anything, because it all belongs to God. But you need to walk sensitive. It's again that encouragement that we've seen it a lot in this last couple of weeks about being conscious of people out there and not wanting to offend them, but wanting to win them. And like Paul's beautiful words, becoming all things to all men so as to win them. But the beautiful reality is in 1 Timothy 4 verse 4, where it speaks about that everything is from God here on this earth, and we take everything with thanksgiving. But then it goes on to say, and when it is sanctified with prayer. So sanctified is being restored, being perfected. So we know it's dedicated to God, and therefore it's a blessing to us as well. And then he goes on to say, and if we instruct people in this way, we'll be a good teacher. We're good teachers. I just want to go back to the conscience again. That conscience is so important, the voice of the conscience, because it's a leading of the Spirit. And I love the scripture in Acts. Paul is speaking about the resurrection from the dead. Now, the resurrection from the dead is what Jesus experienced. He was dead on our behalf, but God raised him into newness of life. And that's exactly what he's doing with us. So for the resurrection of the dead, for the resurrection into life that you want, this is why your clear conscience is necessary. Stay in tune with your conscience, the voice of your spirit. Sons are led by the Spirit. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.